Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 205 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it's brought to you by our good friends at Coldwell Banker Mid-America. Coldwell Banker is rooted in the legacy of our founder, renowned businessman and philanthropist, Marvin Pomeranz. We continue to tell his story through our love of people, homes, and the communities we serve. Our integrity guides our focus to empower people to make the best real estate decisions possible. We pair local ownership and knowledge with the power of an international brand and the most advanced technology to elevate the customer experience and expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. All right, well, we're going to talk some girls wrestling today. Of course, this is the first year that the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union has officially sanctioned girls wrestling, and the season is off to an exciting season thus far. Exciting start thus far. Sorry, I can't even read here. Ankeny has a combined program consisting of Ankeny and Ankeny Centennial wrestlers, as well as a couple of girls from North Polk. In a little while, I'll be visiting with two of the Ankeny wrestlers. But right now, I want to bring in my first guest. He's the head coach of the Ankeny program, and I know he's excited to talk about the progress that his team has already made this season. He is Dustin Rowland. Dustin, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
Yeah, we're doing good. I appreciate you having us.
Hey, you bet. Well, you guys had a busy week to open the season last week. You competed four times in a span of 6 days. And I know you sent your JV squad to the meet in Ballard on Thursday to give those kids a little more experience, but it was still a hectic week for your varsity girls. You know, did you get through the week okay?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't only hectic just for the varsity girls and JV girls, for our coaching staff as well. I mean, we got to figure out, we have four coaches to navigate those two different teams, and it's like, who's going where, who's going there, and a little bit hectic. So I know Coach Taryn and I, some late nights last week. You know, you get home from a competition and trying to digest everything that happened, and you're just not quite ready to get in bed and go to sleep. So the next thing you know, you're thinking about it. It's 12:30 at night and four nights in a row last week. So it was a tough week, but we made it through, and we're excited to have a week off and then come back and get started with CIML competition.
Sure. Well, let's talk a bit about each of those meets. Last Monday, you went over to Dallas Center Grimes for the first ever girls dual competition, and your girls ran into a couple of tough squads from DCG and Waverly Shell Rock. I know you felt like your girls were a little shell-shocked that night, but it's probably a good learning experience for them, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, for most of them, I mean, that was their first night out, obviously. We knew what we were getting into with that competition. I said to you earlier, we had a choice to take the easy road and just kind of do our thing, but wanted to give those girls a chance to be a part of history. And, you know, like, obviously, as you stated, with Waverly Shell Rock, who's the four-time defending IOWCA state champions, and then Dallas Center Grimes, who I think wrestled maybe like 25 girls at the state tournament last year. And, you know, to our four that were in that lineup, not using that excuse, but just saying we knew what we were getting into, right? We went there and, shell-shocked was a good word. Some of my girls were just like, you know, deer in headlights look, and they went out and did their thing and tried their best. And we won some and we lost a lot, but I think we all took it in and learned some lessons from it. And that was evident going into the CIML competition on Tuesday and then into Ballard, and obviously following up with the final competition Saturday at Independence. So,
yeah, then on Tuesday, your girls went over to Waukee Northwest for that CIML scramble, and your girls combined for a 33-15 record that night. You had a dozen girls who went 2-0 at that meet. You know, so they really bounced back and had a great night, didn't they?
Yeah. Again, competition is a little bit different. The CIML has been behind the curve in girls wrestling over the last couple of years, so you know, a lot of newcomers in that league, you know, but I don't think it'll take long for that league to be what the CIML monster is and in other sports, you know.
Oh, sure.
So right now, taking advantage of just kind of everyone being on an equal playing field right now. But, you know, we talked about some things prior to that competition, and it's just great to see. We talk about something, we go out and we wrestle matches, and you can see, visually see, girls working on the things that we talked about. So that's obviously means they're being coachable and listening and willing to try what we're trying to get them to do. And that's a great feeling.
Well, then you mentioned the Independence tournament, which was over the weekend. And it sounds like that was a great bonding experience for the girls. You guys worked out at the UNI wrestling room on Friday and then spent the night in a hotel before competing on Saturday, when your girls had another good day by combining for a 28-13 mark. So you had to be really happy with how that whole weekend went.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I coached many years ago high school softball with my dad, and his philosophy, we would kind of go on a couple out-of-town trips overnight, and obviously that's good for team building and camaraderie, and it's just fun, right? I mean, sports is great, and winning and losing is great, But as you know, at our age, as we sit here and talk to each other, it's about the memories, right? You can't remember this or that or things like that, but you remember going on out-of-town trips and having fun and eating at Subway and, you know, getting an opportunity to work out in a Division I wrestling room, I think, is something that maybe the girls don't grasp right now. But 5 years from now, 10 years down the road, they're like, man, what a cool experience. I've been in that room. You know, somebody wins a national title out of there, and couple of the girls were in the corner, you know, taking selfies. They're like, look, they get it. They get it, you know, when maybe everyone else didn't. But, you know, again, someday, you know, in education and in coaching, you do things that, like, kids don't understand right now, right? And then 10 years down the road, they get it, you know, they grow and they mature, and they're like, man, I get that now. What a cool experience. So that's kind of our goal, you know, just creating those lifelong lasting memories. Again, winning and being successful on the mat is one thing, but as you and I both know, like, that only gets you so far in life, you right. know, like the skills that we're learning and the memories and the experiences are really what this is all about. So,
well, you guys did do a lot of winning up there. Emma Daggett and Avery Grimm each went 3-0 with three falls in the tournament, and Morgan Ray also went 3-0. Your team recorded pins in 26 of its 28 victories, and I know you're really excited about that. You've told me that girls wrestling is going to live and die on the mat, and it seems like your girls are really taking that to heart, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we've been preaching. Again and again, these girls, this is so wonderful. It's so warming to see how coachable they are, right? And they're like listening, and we said since day one, like, just watching the state tournament last year, and again, you know, every time you jump a level in wrestling, like, mat wrestling is the most important. And you know, just seeing at the state tournament a lot of girls winning matches or whatever it may be, and then they go down and they can't get out and they end up getting pinned, and that was kind of the way it went last year. And so we thought, man, we have to find a way to be able to get to our feet from underneath and then win matches or end matches, you know, in some cases against girls that are just better than us. You know, we get on top and we're tough on top and, you know, we're heavy on the head and making them uncomfortable to where they don't want to be out there and wrestle. I mean, just, you know, just assume roll over and get pinned. But, you know, and obviously we gave up pins too, but I think what I'm talking about, the difference is, like, when we're in a mat, like a competitive match, we can't get pinned, right? We're obviously going to be up against somebody that's better than us or just at a different skill level than us or athleticism or whatever it may be, experience. Like, we're going to get pinned. We know that. Like, but dissecting that, you know, looking at the numbers, yeah, we did give up a bunch of pins, but at the end of the day, like, we didn't give up pins and matches that we were in. Mm-hmm. We gave up pins and matches. We went out, locked up, got headlocked, or girl took us down, and she was just at a different level than us right now. So that happens. That's part of every sport, right? You're going to go out and take your thumps. But what I was very pleased with is in matches that were competitive, we got the falls, or we were able to, you know, gut them out and win on point. So that was very, very, very happy with that.
Well, your team does have the week off this week, but I know you're excited about the two meets coming up next week. Your team will host a CIML duel on Tuesday against Valley, and there will be four other teams competing on the other two mats. And after competing in a couple of scrambles, I know you like the fact that you'll be wrestling a dual meet instead on Tuesday. It just adds a little more excitement, I guess, and importance as well, you know, when the girls are wrestling for a team score too, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, when you're wrestling for a team score, you know, the great thing about wrestling is an individual sport, but also a team sport, right? So, you know, you're in a match, and, you know, if you give up a pin, that's 16 points. If you give up a major decision, that's 14 points. If you get tech ball, that's 5. Sorry, I went out of order there. But, you know, we're trying to not give up bonus points, right? So, you know, you got girls on the side screaming. You know, we're trying to win the match or compete in the match, but at the same time, we're also trying to either give up as less team points as we can or on the flip side, score as many team points as we can. So it's just an added factor to wrestling that I think is great. Like, while you're individually competing, your result factors into the team score. So, you know, you go to these scrambles and you just wrestle random matches, and obviously you're winning the match, but then that's it. There's nothing on top of it, right? You're not trying to fight for bonus points in a tournament to propel your team up higher in the team standings. So, you know, like, I talked with our athletic directors, you know, Blake and Adam last summer, and you know, we didn't know what we were going to get, and I made the comment, like, we're just going to try to find some matches. This first year is all about just, you know, trying to grow some numbers and whatnot, and then all of a sudden, you know, we had a good turnout. We got some pretty solid girls, and it's like my whole philosophy changed. Like, what are we offering these girls to take them to places and just wrestle random matches? Like, we don't get anything out of that. Yes, we're getting mad experience, and that's very important for certain girls, but girls like these two that we have here, they need more than that, right? They need to figure out what it's like to be, you know, devastated in a tournament and losing the semis and have to regroup and turn around and fight on the backside, because that's what it's going to be like in the state tournament. So you had mentioned we have, you know, some CIML competition coming up, a duel against Valley. That's going to be pretty cool. And then after that, the Donnybrook, which we're going to head to on Thursday and Friday, is a tournament out of Iowa City that's named after, you know, the famous coach Dan Gable.
Sure.
Run by a former Hawkeye, Luke Eustace, out of the Extreme Arena, which is the same arena that we'll compete in at the state tournament. So, as I said to you before, like, just being able to find mental toughness, right? Like, you're moving along on the front side, and then all of a sudden you get knocked off, and now stuff gets really real, right? You got to figure out a way to stay alive on the backside, and that's where you find out what you're made of. And having those experiences during the regular season, which the scrambles don't allow us to have, is just, you know, going to be a building block for when we get to the Extreme Arena in February for the state tournament. So,
and you said there'd be about 30 teams there for the Donnybrook, is that right?
There might even be more. Yeah, might even be upwards around 40. I think they have, they could be closer to 40. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, that should be a heck of a tournament.
Yeah, definitely
30. Well, I know you told me earlier this season that you had 33 girls on the team and that 7 of them competed in last year's state tournament that was put on by the Wrestling Coaches and Officials Association. So from what you've seen, you know, in the first few meets, do you feel like, you know, those 7 girls, as well as maybe some others, have a chance to qualify for this year's state tournament?
Yeah, I mean, we have a core that definitely knows what's going on, right? So obviously any of those girls' experience, you know, we're hoping to see good things out of, but we also have some newcomers, you know, that have shown some really good promise. And we have a couple, 3 or 4 freshmen that after week one are like 5-2, 6-1. We have one girl that's 5-0. And the younger girls, right, that weren't in our varsity lineup to start that first duel at Dallas Center Grimes. And so, you know, we're just excited. Talked to the girls on Saturday. I'm like, man, you really, after watching some of you compete, you really put some question marks into what our varsity lineup is going to look like for when we get into these CIML duels. I mean, there's no sugarcoating. Our goal is to win the CIML this year, right? And what we had out there against Dallas Center Grimes may not be our best, you know, lineup at this point in time after seeing a week's worth of stuff unfold. And, you know, I'm not going to name any names. We had one girl who in the wrestling room just didn't look the best. And when she steps out on the mat, she's like a killer. You know, she just flips the switch and is aggressive. And like I said, she went 5-1 last week, and had her one loss was an injury default where she kind of hurt her ankle. So, you know, things are going to shake up. And we also have another girl. You know, you had mentioned we're at 34, I think. We're down to like 30, 31. We had a couple decide this maybe wasn't for them. We gained a girl this week at 100 pounds. We're looking to get another girl, Morgan Ray, down to 110. And if we can do that, we are going to be able to fill 14 girls and 14 weights, and that is going to be a big advantage when we get into those any duels anyway. So,
oh, sure,
we're excited about having a full lineup and potentially getting a couple girls down to weight, and you know, get the new girl out at 100 pounds, and you know, that's like, you talk girls wrestling, boys wrestling, whatever you want. Filling the lineup is the first battle for a lot of schools in this sport, and we're right there. So that's another thing we're pretty excited about when we come out of this break into CIML competition, is having 14 girls have 14 weights. And so, you know, if a team doesn't have that girl at that weight, that's a forfeit, and that's 16 points.
Right.
That happens 3-4 times, you're talking 18, 24 points. That's a tough hole to dig yourself out of from a standpoint of trying to win the duel.
Oh, sure. Well, this is maybe a tough question because it probably varies from one girl to the next, but where do you think the team still needs to improve the most?
I just think, like, mat awareness, right? So we take a girl down at the edge of the circle, and we kind of drive her off. Like, we don't think pulling the girl in, or just little, like, conceptual things, right? Like, holding center. We had a girl on Saturday that just kind of randomly was backing up. And, like, she wasn't, like, trying to stall. She just didn't really understand, right? Like, we got to move in a circle. We got to hold center. She was just kind of backing, and the ref kind of gave her a stall, and she just kind of looked at him like she didn't understand. So where we need to improve is just, you know, the scrambles are good for that stuff, right? Just getting matches, more mat time, right? Like, understanding, man, if I'm at the edge of the mat, like, there's 20 seconds left and I'm on top, I don't want to drive this girl out of bounds. I want to stay right there. I want to keep her flat. I want to end the period on top. I don't want to go out of bounds and give her a chance to come back to center and get a whistle start and get out and get a point that I can't get back at the end of the period. So I think the biggest thing right now is just continued understanding of the sport of wrestling, which we're learning. Like, wrestling IQ would be the way to say that. We're learning that. We'll pick that up. That will come. I mean, 2-3 years from now, it won't even be an issue, you know?
Well, I'm sure every day of practice has been a learning experience for the girls as well as for you. You obviously have a deep background in the sport. You wrestled at Lincoln High School and Central College. You then became an assistant coach at Southeast Polk before becoming the head coach at Lincoln for 8 years. But this has been a new experience for you as well, coaching girls. Has it been an adjustment for you? Have you found that, you know, you have to coach girls a little differently than the boys?
You know, honestly, it's been a blast. I mean, in reality, like, I've coached girls before, right? My dad was a longtime high school softball coach at Des Moines Lincoln and at Bondurant Farrar, and we coached Bondurant Farrar softball team together for 10 years. So I've had the experience of coaching girls. Mm-hmm. So that wasn't necessarily a shell shock or anything different. But what is tricky navigating, being an assistant is one thing, being the head coach is another thing. So, like, when you have to enforce rules or hold people accountable, then all of a sudden that gets people uncomfortable, right? And so just navigating that with young ladies compared to boys, you know, has been a little bit difficult. But like I said, I mean, overall, we're just having fun, I feel like, you know, like I'm having fun. Hopefully the girls are having fun. We're laughing. We're playing games. We're, you know, doing whatever things that, like, we wouldn't ever think to do with boys, right? You know, we were coloring turkeys yesterday at team building activities, you know, so it's just a blast, like, you know, they're just different, obviously. But when it comes to wrestling, it's the same thing.
Sure.
You know, like, when it's go time, it's go time. When it's fun time, it's just, to me, what I've noticed, it's a lot more laid back, you know, a lot more happier. Boys are, you know, a little crabby. They're cutting weight. We don't have as many people cutting weight. So not everybody. I'm looking at Avery right now. She's cutting some weight. But, you know, it's just. And it may get to that, you know, girls may start cutting weight, but I mean, I'm not a huge weight cutting guy. Like, you know, you look at international levels and people are being successful by gaining weight and wrestling up. So really, I would say the biggest difference so far in coaching the boys and the girls is just, we just have a lot more fun, it seems like. So I'm having an absolute blast. I talked to our team last year, a couple years ago, when I gave up head coaching. It was bittersweet, right? Like, I lived and died Lincoln wrestling. I wrestled for Lincoln. My dad, I mean, I'm a third generation Lincoln graduate. My dad was a softball coach there for 15 years. And it was really tough to give that up. And, you know, I kind of felt like I let my school down, let my parents down, let my grandparents down, you know, by giving that up. And, you know, ultimately at the end of the day, here I am 2 years later, and I felt like God had a plan for me that I didn't see back then, you know, and kind of rejuvenated my love for the sport and come into this restroom, see all the smiles and everybody saying hello and just playing the ball game that you all play, and what is it?
One
playing one bounce, and again, the atmosphere is just so much happier than what I'm used to and experienced. So I'm having the time of my life, and I'm really thankful for this community and the people that were influential in helping me get here, and the girls for accepting us, I should say, Coach Taryn and I. Obviously, Coach Willers and Coach Carlson are out here and embedded in the community, but Coach Taryn and I are new to the community, and they've just been welcoming with open arms, so it's been really cool.
Well, I can tell you're having a great time, and thanks a lot for coming in today. Enjoyed the conversation, and good luck the rest of the season.
Yeah, thanks again. I appreciate your work. Thank you for having us.
You bet. All right, you're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. Gershman Mortgage is also a sponsor of the podcast. Gershman, the Midwest premier mortgage lender, is proud to be part of the Ankeny Fanatic Podcast. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home, vacation home, upgrade or remodel an existing home, or refinance your current mortgage, Gershman Mortgage is here to help. With over 60 years in the mortgage industry, they have security, experience, and unmatched service. You can visit their Ankeny office, call 515-964-5952, or visit gershman.com to get pre-approved today. Well, my next guest is one of the seniors on the Ankeny team, and like I mentioned earlier, she went 3-0 with three pins at the Independence Tournament on Saturday. She is Avery Grimm. Avery, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Hey, you bet. Well, obviously, you're a senior. I don't know how long you've been wrestling, but you had to be pretty excited when you heard that the sport of girls wrestling would be sanctioned by the girls' union this season. You know, did you think that it would ever happen?
I thought it was going to happen eventually, of course, because I was so, like, influenced by wrestling, like, even just as a whole. So it was a great experience to be, like, standing at state wrestling in the bleachers when they first announced that they'd be sanctioning. So.
Well, and you're obviously off to a good start this season. Have you been happy with the way that you've wrestled?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Well, where do you think you've improved the most since Coach Roland was hired to start the program? Are there certain things that he has really helped you with?
He has definitely helped me get off, like when I get on bottom, like getting out. Of course, I still have some room for improvement there, but he has really like drilled me to get off of the mat and not, you know, put my face directly in the mat. So he's really helped me there.
When he talked about maybe you're one of the kids that just has to cut a little bit of weight, mm-hmm. has that been a struggle for you, or do you mind doing that?
I don't really mind. Like, of course, it's for the benefit of the team. And, I mean, I've been wrestling since I was a freshman, so it's not something new. So.
Now, when the school hired coach, you know, were you happy that they hired someone who had experience coaching boys? Did you think that maybe he'd be able to push you to become the best that you could be?
Yeah, I was happy to hear that we would have a coach that had experience. Of course, like, Coach Carlson and Coach Willers from last year, those two were introduced, I think, 2 or 3 years ago. They had no experience, but it was just really refreshing to have like girls on our team, like coaches anyways. And then they told us that we would be having a head coach who has experience. So that was great to hear, because then we'd be able to push a little bit further than if we didn't. So,
well, if you've been wrestling since you were a freshman, and obviously you're one of the seniors on the team, you know, have you tried to be one of the leaders for the squad?
Yeah, I knew, well, first of all, being a senior, like the leadership role was going to fall right into my lap. So, there was that. And then obviously before as a freshman, people kind of looked to me for answers. I'm not sure why, but they always did. And of course, like, especially this year, it's been my goal to learn everybody's name on our team. So I think by the first week I had almost everybody's names memorized. And so I just thought that it was important to like have them know that they had somebody in their corner who wasn't of course the coach, but like a student. So.
Well, how did you first get involved with wrestling? I mean, what brought you to the sport?
So I played football for 2 years, and then Coach Jay Groth, he came up to me during like a weightlifting session, and he asked me if I wanted to be a part of the first official like girl team. That was first with Ankeny Centennial. Of like, we would be wrestling with the guys like in their room and going to their competitions. So I said yes, because my brother was a wrestler, my dad was, my uncle, my entire family was a wrestler. Like, it was wrestling family. So, yeah, and I thought it would be a really great opportunity, you know, to push me athletically, but also to be, like, part of something historical.
Sure.
So.
Well, we talked with Coach about all the meets that you guys had last week, and the one on Monday at Dallas Center Grimes was a tough one for your squad. Were you pretty nervous for that first match? I mean, there's a big crowd over there.
So, for Dallas Center, it was my goal to go at least beat my Dallas Center girl, because last year I went 7-0 against that entire team. So, you know, going 8-0 against DCG was pretty cool. And like Coach said, we all knew what we were getting into wrestling Waverly Shell Rock, because we've been like watching them for a while. So, of course I got pinned there, but, I kind of knew what I was getting into.
Well, you had to be happy with the progress that the team made throughout the week. It was mm-hmm. capped off by that Independence tournament. Did you have a lot of fun on that trip up there?
Yeah, it was fun. I got to room with two girls that I've like never met before. Until this year. So that was really fun. And then getting to know everybody else, because we were there for the entire day. And of course we were there overnight.
Sure.
So.
Well, what are your goals for the rest of the season?
To get off the mat. And I would really, I don't know. I guess I do a lot of headlocking. So I kind of want to push away from that and maybe start taking a couple more shots. That's always been one of my goals, because I'm more of like a defensive wrestler, over like, be the first one to take a shot. And so I want to take a couple more shots this year. Maybe Tech Fall, a couple more girls. So that'd be pretty cool.
Well, do you feel like you can be a contender for state? And what's going to be the key for you to reach your potential?
I think just like pursuing the want to win, but also keeping in mind that, like, of course there's going to be girls who are better than me, and that's just how it is. It's like, that's just athletics in general. So, I think state could potentially be in my future, but if it's not, of course, that's okay.
Sure.
So, yeah.
All right, Avery. Well, thanks a lot for coming today. Appreciate
it.
And good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
All right, my final guest tonight is a junior on the Ankeny squad, and she's one of the team's more experienced wrestlers. She placed 8th at last year's state tournament, and she was ranked 5th at 140 pounds in the way too early preseason rankings. She's Dana Cleveland. Dana, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Well, Chris, I talked to you on opening night over there to Dallas Center Grimes. It's hard to believe that was just 9 days ago. That seems like a long time ago, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I know you told me that night that it was different coming to a meet where it's only girls, because you had only done that one time last year. Usually you would wrestle at the same meets with the boys. So are you getting more used to that now, just having it be the girls?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we talked with Coach about the busy week that you guys had last week. And I know you missed the trip to Independence because you were sick. Are you feeling better now?
Yep.
You just have like a little cold or something? Or?
Yeah.
Well, I know I've been fighting a little something here for a few days, so a lot of that going around. Well, how long have you been wrestling competitively? When did you start?
I started my freshman year.
What got you inspired to start wrestling?
Wrestling is something that's always been in my family, and I remember when I was younger, I would go to my cousin's tournaments, and then as I got older, my mom's uncle would talk to me, and Luke Eustace is actually my mom's cousin, and he kind of talked to me about it, and it made me very interested.
Well, I used to work with your dad, Brennan, on a regular basis when he was the Ankeny boys swimming coach. So did he ever try to get you in the pool to try swimming?
I swam for 13 years and discontinued swimming this year.
Oh, okay. You just like wrestling better, huh?
Actually, I chose to do cross country.
Oh, cross country then. Okay. Well, have you been happy with the way that you've wrestled this year?
Yes, I have.
Where do you feel like you've made the most progress since Coach Roland started the program?
Getting more used to like going into depth about moves and like really getting them down and learning the proper technique of it.
Well, even though you're not a senior, I mean, have you tried to be one of the leaders for the team since you do have quite a bit of experience?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes I get a little shy.
Well, what are your goals for the rest of the season?
I hope to get better on getting out on bottom and staying heavy on top and hopefully making it to state.
Well, I'll ask you the same question that I asked Avery. What's going to be the key for you to reach your potential?
Really practicing and like getting down moves and making sure to like always listen to the coaches and be a coachable person.
All right. Appreciate your time, Dana. Good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Yep. All right. You've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. At Coldwell Banker, you're not one of many clients. You're our most important client. We listen to your needs to develop long-lasting relationships and provide the best services, professional support, and resources in the industry. We are constantly exploring new and innovative ways to elevate your experience and exceed your expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. Well, I want to wish all of our listeners a happy Thanksgiving. Hope you all enjoy the holiday weekend. And come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.